Thank you for listening to The Wonder of You with Lisa Gallas. Please feel free to visit my website at www.wonderofyou.org. Our Changing Landscape, What's Happening on Planet Earth, Part 2. Who knew when I put Part 1 together, almost 1 year to the day last year, it would take a whole year to get Part 2 out. But, you know, sometimes it is what it is. Now, we truly are living in amazing times. We are watching the landscape of our past and future change before our very eyes. And now we, me and you, stand at one of the most crucial choice points of our lives. Choice one, do we get involved and co-create the emerging landscape? Or do we do what we've always done, sit back and allow others to create it for us, and then, usually, complain if we don't like it, because it's what they created, not what we created. We always have a choice. A lot of people don't like choice because it also requires action. Even the choice to just let others create our future is doing something. It's the action of letting go of the steering wheel of your life. But if this is your choice, do not, and I repeat, do not complain that you don't like the new landscape of your life. Because in truth, your inaction created it all. All that is happening right now in the U.S. and across the globe, we, every one of us, created this. We have created what no longer serves us. And we cannot live in the new energy of life, in the creation that we've created. Sounds like a riddle. Remember, the new energy is all about unity, being there and taking care of each other. Not one group over another, but a unified consciousness and a unified heart together. So, as our financial landscapes change, don't get afraid. Get prepared. Get excited and get into action of co-creating the financial landscape that is needed. One that takes care of the all, especially the least of us. What if in each city we got together and came up with ideas on how to help each other through these changing times? What if we became the resource and strength we turn to for help and comfort? What if we bailed each other out and let the government go down in a blaze of embarrassment? What if we pulled our ideas on how to take back this country we once loved and were proud to call home, proud to call the land of milk and honey? Right now, the milk is sour and the honeybees flew to China, or at least out of the country. And just a note to China, I am personally glad to see your prosperity, and I look forward to the day you will rise up for your own freedom. And that day is closer than any of you think. Whether you live in the USA or a land outside of it, all are being affected by what is happening in the financial markets. And not to underscore our precious Mother Earth, the intense and magnificent weather is also changing our landscape. So here we are, being cleansed inside and outside. And we stand at a choice point. What do we do? You and I, what do we do? How do we take control of a sinking ship and make it safe for all on board? Keep in mind, those currently steering the ship are looking out for themselves, not the safety and well-being of all involved. This is where we must step in and take control. Firmly and lovingly, with unity, we are strong and invincible. With fear and chaotic thought, we are weak, frayed, and divided. Just take a look at our own government for that visual. I was told last year that the stock market was going to crash. Listen to What's Happening on Planet Earth, Part 1. It's almost to the day. It was not a matter of if, but when. Getting a true timeline is so hard when you're standing in the midst of spirit and they're saying it's going to happen. Spirit lives in the terminal now. Everything feels like now. I said it was going to be between October and December of last year. I really guess meant this year, but timelines are so hard. Anyway, here we are, 1 year later, to the date of getting this info. We are crashing in the financial arena. Yay! I'm personally excited because that makes change happen, and God knows we need change. And no, I am not out of my mind. Wait, maybe I am. Okay, maybe I am. I am so centered in my heart where the truth and reality of life exist. And that is the very news channel I listen to and trust. And on that note, I'm going to close this particular podcast. I'm putting together another one. It'll be posted, if not today, over the next couple of days. But I want you to sit back and think about this, not for too long of an extended period of time, because we are changing now. We need to think about how we're going to participate in this change, or are we going to sit back and hope somebody else does it for us? We've already seen what that has created. We've lost our constitution, we've lost our freedom, we've lost our money. When do we say enough? When do we stand together as a people and say, enough, we're not going to take this anymore. Your fear is not going to control my action or inaction. Think about it. You are so, so dearly loved and cherished. Namaste.